I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. There's a new study out of Australia published in the journal Pediatrics about stuttering that may be of interest to you, particularly if you have young children, and particularly young children with some stuttering conditions. The American Institute for Studying tells us that the condition affects nearly 4 million people in the U.S., 60 million worldwide. No one is entirely clear what the mechanism is or what triggers it, but there is consensus that it's not caused by, it may be worsened by, but not caused by emotional issues. It can be made worse by things like shyness, anxiety, social phobia, fear of speaking. This study followed 1,600 kids, birth to age 4, and they found that stuttering was more common amongst preschoolers than first believed. They refuted the idea that it is associated with developmental issues, and stuttering was actually connected to better language and nonverbal skills. There was no clear link with emotional issues or mental health problems, and it supports the idea that many cases of preschool stuttering is best treated with a watch and wait approach, and may in fact be better than using speech therapy right away. It may be that for many children, treatment could be deferred slightly further. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.